Record temperatures, intense heat waves, exceptional rainfall, and devastating drought. Just some of the reasons why 2015 was memorable for weather watchers for all the wrong reasons. And according to the World Meteorological Organization, WMO, these climate extremes are set to continue in 2016. January and February have already registered new monthly temperature highs, while Arctic sea ice saw unprecedented shrinkage, the UN agency said. Launching the WMO's State of the Climate Report in Geneva, Agency Chief Pateri Talas warned that the Earth is already 1 degree centigrade warmer than at the start of the 20th century. It's the planet's way of sending a warning to world leaders to implement the recently agreed UN-led climate deal in Paris and cut greenhouse gases by 2 degrees centigrade below pre-industrial levels before we pass the point of no return.
During the coming centuries, we expect to see up to 1 meter of sea level rise also in the case of this 2 degree warming. But if we are not doing anything to our emissions, then we would reach of the order of 5 meters sea level rise by 2500. We should urge the countries to be more ambitious in their emission controls to work towards this 2 degree target, which is still achievable, but we have to act very soon. It's a worse situation than we are facing today, and already today we are seeing these more often weather-related disasters.
WMO Chief Pateri Talas linked this year's record temperatures and fast-shrinking Arctic ice to unabated global warming, as well as the strong El Niño in 2015. The weather phenomenon, which is characterized by warmer Pacific Ocean temperatures than normal, is also credited with drought in Indonesia, Ethiopia, Zimbabwe, and northern Brazil, along with flooding in Mexico and more intense tropical storms in the Philippines, Fiji, and Vanuatu. Also present at the launch of the WMO report in Geneva was David Carlson, director of UN partner, the World Climate Research Program, who described this year's temperatures as startlingly high. The data had shocked the climate science community, Carlson said, and was evidence that governments needed to act on reducing carbon dioxide levels, also called CO2, now.
Today, global CO2 levels are almost 5 parts per million higher than a year ago. So we must get action on carbon emissions. Despite all the good news about renewables or controls on coal, the measurements show that we haven't made any progress.
By 2030, WMO and its partners believe that global temperatures will have risen by 2 degrees centigrade over pre-industrial levels or even before then. Janie Cangelosi, United Nations.